Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. I am so excited to be sharing how animals are showing up to support you and your highest level of healing and transformation. Animals are soul messengers of pure, unconditional love. When you think about your animal, your heart just automatically expands and opens. How many of you guys have so many pictures, if not most of your pictures on your phones, your iPads, your Androids, whatever they may be, are mostly of your animals? It's a lot of people out there, and that's cool. That's okay. Because it's showing us that animals walk with you on your journey of personal transformation. They help reflect the unseen, the things you may not be aware of, patterns, unprocessed emotional energy, and so much more. Animals are heart openers. They truly open and expand your heart with unconditional love. Many of my clients have shared that they feel that their animal is the only thing on the planet that gets them, loves them unconditionally, and is there for them. That's part of the role they play, but they are also here to help heal the hurt between humans, the distrust, the traumas, and to teach us how to connect back to our heart. Animals speak the language of the heart. That language is truth, honesty, authenticity, and being in the present moment. The partnership between you and your animal is special and unique to you. We all know this. We all get this. We all feel this. But that partnership is designed for exactly what both of your souls want to heal, share, integrate, learn, and transform together. That's why if you think about all of your animals, each one's had a special and unique and beautiful journey with you. The journey with your animal is truly a partnership and a beautiful relationship of that heart connection. So let's look at this relationship of the heart. I want to share three key areas that animals mirror and reflect things in your life. There are more than these, but these three key areas will help create a new perspective and a way to look at how your animal is really showing up for you. The first area is the role animals play in your life. The second area we'll look at is how they show up. And the third key area is what you can learn from them. These three key areas create a very beautiful and powerful foundation. And we will be sharing about animals on these future Soul Wisdom podcast episodes. So there will be more animal content for you animal lovers. So let's look at that first key area of the role animals play in your life and how this is mirrored and reflected. Animals take on many roles, from companions to fur babies to partners in our sporting hunting events and so many, many more roles. However, I want to dive deeper and look at the emotional energetic role that your animal holds for you and for humanity. Animals are truly awakeners of soul wisdom, that heart energy. They help you awaken to your inner awareness, teach you how to love yourself like you love them, awaken you to greater self-care, and create healthy boundaries, or at least start to learn in the creation of healthy boundaries. Animals also support the learning of energetic and emotional awareness and management. They do this by reading and reflecting the energies held in your body, energy field, emotional field, and subconscious. This is very important, and it creates that new perspective and a way to look at how you interact with your animals. They're giving you very beautiful information on what's going on in the inner world. The mirroring of your subconscious is done in a non-judgmental way, filled with unconditional love. And I think all of us know that within our hearts, that our animals are truly serving us in a non-judgmental way. They are bundles of love and want to bring you back and realign you with that love throughout all of life. So by mirroring what you may or may not be able to see, animals offer a huge opportunity to heal deep wounds, beliefs, patterns, traumas, or any place that is wanting to heal and balance within your body, mind, spirit, soul, energy, and emotional fields. This mirroring and reflection comes from the animals reading and feeling or sensing those energies around them. They're all about truth and authenticity. And yes, sometimes you may love the way your animal chooses to reflect those energies, and sometimes you may not. Animals just want you to be honest and authentic. They don't care if you're having a good day, a bad day, or any day in between. They just want you to have the awareness around what you're feeling, awareness of the choices you're making, and then choose to come back and center in your heart. I have many clients have conversations with their animals, and I really encourage them to do this. And this conversation that I share with them goes something like this, speaking to your animal. Hey, this day is a bit of a cluster. I'm frustrated, stressed out, and tired, or put in whatever you're feeling here. I'm finally learning to be more aware of how I feel. I'm working on balancing my emotions, getting grounded and back to center. I know this takes time, but I've got the awareness. And oftentimes, as you're speaking to your animals in this manner or in creating a way that works for your language, your animal will change their reflection. The behavior will change. I've had animals completely stop behaviors when owners practice this art of just talking with them in pure authenticity and honesty. And I know it's hard because what that does is it requires us to go within and say, how am I really feeling? What's under that feeling, that initial anger or sadness or betrayal? What's under that? That's what your animal's reflecting. And please know, as you speak to your animals, speak from the heart, not the mind. Most often in the beginning, it comes from the mind because you just want that annoying behavior to stop. You're frustrated. You want it to change. But animals won't respond to the mind. They'll respond to the heart energy. So here's a real powerful tip. Breathe into your heart. I have my clients place their hand. So place your hand on your heart and feel your breath in your heart or chest. Then speak from that place of your heart. You can feel the words coming from your heart where your hand is at. It may take a few moments to get settled into your heart space, and that's okay. But then talk to your animal about what's truly going on inside of you. Your animals are safe. They love you. There's no judgment, and they will listen. And then watch that unconditional love pour back and receive it. It's super awesome. And the other benefit is as you practice this, you gain the skills and the confidence and the courage then to start having that similar conversation from the heart with people in your life, with those that you love, those that you can trust. In this interaction, you're taking personal responsibility for your emotional state, good, bad, and all the way in between. And you start to connect in with your soul wisdom to see how you're really feeling. And that brings you back inside to your power. You just took a step to help you get back into balance. How awesome is that? Just try it. I mean, I know for some, you're like, right on, I've got it. And others like, oh, that's a little far out, but just try it. It's truly magical when you experience this. And it will happen as you continue to come back to your heart and have that conversation with your pet. And when you start to view each interaction as this beautiful connection and reflection of support and love, your whole relationship is taken to a new level. You'll have new experiences, richer experiences. The things that you both were struggling with start to fall away. It's really exciting. The second thing I want to share is how your animal shows up for you. One of the biggest ways is by reflecting or mirroring a behavioral or emotional issue. I spoke a little bit about this earlier, but I want to dive in a little deeper. By helping you open to your deeper inner awareness and what's truly going on inside of you, both conscious and subconscious, animals have a way to help communicate that with you. Each of them is a little different, but often it can show up as a behavioral or emotional issue that's not always understood by you, the owner, and that's okay. Remember, the animal, your animals, your pets are reading the energies around them without bias. They're just responding to the vibrational frequency, the waves. And it's the energy around them, within you, within them, that they are trying to mirror and reflect and communicate, saying, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, family, hey, friends, this is what's up for healing. And the relationship between the animal and owner, both of you are trying to heal the same or similar issue or concern. Because truly in my practice and working with tens of thousands of clients, I've seen that healing goes both ways. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But healing truly goes both ways. This isn't about the animal or about you. This is about both of your souls healing together and shifting together and reflecting that shift. Yes, the healing starts within, but then you see the reflection on the external. Your animal reflects that change. So let me share a few examples of issues reflected between owner and animal that they are working on healing together. But this will help give you a better idea how animals are showing up and kind of how I see it in my work and perspective. So the first example is I had a client reach out to me because her dog was reactive around strangers. As I worked with them intuitively, I saw the owner was highly sensitive. She did not have a strong boundary and had some trauma and abuse around men. When I brought this up and shared with her what I saw on the field and what her dog was helping her heal, she said that was all very true. And interesting, she said that's been a lifelong issue of hers. Now, her dog had been displaying reactivity in public around strangers because the owner didn't feel safe. She didn't feel protected, and she didn't know how to heal her boundaries or even hold a boundary. So the dog was taking on that role. The dog was turning into this scary version to keep people away from her. And once she started to see and understand that her dog was trying to help her heal and understand that she could reclaim and have a healthy boundary, she moved into those deeper energies that her soul wanted to heal around the issue of reactivity and boundaries. She started to connect with her soul wisdom. And in that, as we worked together, she started to learn how to create healthy boundaries, healed her aura, and started releasing the fear around abuse, the trauma, and the men tragedies and experiences that she had. And what was really, truly magnificent for her is she also learned how to manage life as a highly sensitive individual. As I worked with her dog, we saw issues around releasing the need to protect, relaxing his nervous system. And we also brought in a local trainer to help her because she needed that support and confidence, which was beautiful because it was a perfect fit. And here's what's so cool. Over time, her dog was less reactive. She felt more comfortable being in her body. She was able to go in public. And she also had a deeper understanding of her gift of being sensitive instead of thinking it was a curse. She could step into that sensitivity and stand in that boundary. And her whole life came from a place of empowerment. Her whole life changed. And it was amazing because she could relax on walks. Yes, they still had some issues, but that's why they were working with a trainer. But their stress level was less. And she had some tips and tactics that she could apply if she started to get a little overwhelmed on walks. So this is truly amazing when you start to see that reflection and the support in both the owner's and the animal's life and watch the behavior shift and transform. Another amazing owner, an animal that I worked with, reached out because her horse was spooking when she was riding and even on the ground with her. And as I worked with them intuitively, I could see a deep, deep history of trauma and abuse in both their fields. They both had similar histories of abuse and had come together to heal, really from a place of trust and partnership. Because one of the key core issues for the owner was she couldn't trust anybody. And her horse had the ability to only trust a few people. So whenever the horse felt unsafe, he would spook or jump and the owner would get scared and the fear would kick in and they would start to spiral off of each other. So as I worked with both of them, she started to understand that that deep mistrust or not being able to trust other people came from that history of abuse and trauma. And the same was also healing for the horse. So we started working on letting go of past hurts, letting go of stories, of the stuck emotion. She was learning how to move emotion out of her body instead of holding on to it. And as she did, her horse calmed down, she calmed down, because all that energy wasn't stuck in their system, trying to come up through those explosions, through the spooking. And it was beautiful because as they came together, their journey was building a greater self-confidence in both of their souls, but also in the partnership. And they started to move into a deeper level of trust and started to learn to honor their boundaries with respect. And what was great is their riding experiences improved. So you see the power. It's so individual and unique to each animal and owner, but the souls both know what they're there to do for each other. So I want to quickly share one more example before we get to our third key point. So another way or another example that animals are showing up is by reflecting a body or health issue. An example of this is a client I was working with. She came to me for chiropractic care for her dog. And I kept seeing and adjusting the same subluxation of her dog's sacrum, which is not normal for me. On one visit, I was like, you know, this is really interesting that we're here again and here again. And so I always explain to my clients what their animals' bodies are doing. So I explained the rotation and what her dog's sacrum was doing. And I asked if she had a similar injury. And it was really fascinating and powerful to experience because she literally, the color drained out of her face from the surprise. And she said, yeah, she actually was in a really, really bad car accident as a late teenager coming into her early 20s. And that's exactly how her sacrum was rotated. And I asked her, well, how did she know that? Just out of curiosity. And she said she'd spent over 30 plus years trying to heal that. It's going to many different chiropractors, massage therapists, body workers, and they all would help. They all had improved, but she still couldn't quite get that last piece where the sacrum could stabilize. And I found this really interesting. So I asked with her permission to if we could work on that. And she said, yes, we dove into the energies around the trauma and the stuck emotions and the fears. And guess what? As she did her inner work, as we worked together, as I continued to work on her dog's body with chiropractic adjustments, her dog's sacrum stabilized and so did hers. She came in one day and she said, guess what? I went to my chiropractor and for the first time, he didn't have to adjust my sacrum. They were both shocked. And even more amazing was it started to hold, meaning it didn't go back into that rotational pattern. So she was blown away that there could be that emotional energetic component that her body was holding on to. And I just love uncovering those hidden messages and meanings and the reason why an animal is showing up in your life, because they truly are here to help you, to show you, and for you to help them and show them. And both of you are supporting in the healing. So that's a key thing to remember, is animals are showing up for your highest healing and transformation as well as theirs. You have the perfect animal for you at the perfect time. I know a lot of us like to regress and say, well, this animal was much easier. This animal was this. That may be true. But if you look, they've been all the stepping stones to get you to the deeper soul wisdom and awakening and awareness that's been coming through. And animals, as you have that perfect animal, they mirror and take on the energy. They try to show you through behavior or emotional responses of whatever is wanting to come back into balance. So just remember, when something's going on, just ask yourself, what is coming back into balance? And be open and give yourself the time and patience to receive the information or to be guided to it. Because animals have a soul path and a journey just like us. And part of that path is sharing their life and heart space with you. And as you uncover the hidden messages and meanings and the reasons why this animal's in your life and what they have to say and how they're supporting your healing, this brings me into the third point. It's how animals are showing up for you. Animals are some of humanity's biggest teachers. For a lot of animal owners, they're our biggest teachers. And there's so much we can learn from them individually, collectively, and even within species. Animals offer a new way to look at things and come from a new perspective, the heart. They open the doorway for us to remember how connected we are to each other. Think of your deep connection with your animal. Just think of that, and the heart immediately opens. This is the same energy that runs through all of life, people, our planet, Mother Earth. It's love. Animals are teaching you how to love yourself, love others, and share that love with others. And to do so, we can start to love ourselves like we love animals, and vice versa. So if you start to look at that newer perspective and realize that animals teach you to look within and find all the places where love has been blocked, They teach compassion, forgiveness, honoring your journey. It's finding all those places where love has been blocked, whether it's conscious or subconscious. It's all okay. They open the doorway to new thinking and fresh perspectives by teaching you how to be present in the moment with your awareness. Ask questions. How are you feeling? And if you just watch your animal, whether it's a dog, cat, bird, horse, fish, whatever it may be, you see how present they are in every moment. And take a minute and see if you're present with them. How present are you in your life, with your family, friends, coworkers? And it's just an inquiry. There's no right or wrong answer. And animals offer the opportunity for greater awareness. And with that awareness, you start to access your soul's wisdom. And I find this really, really cool, really powerful, and truly amazing. And I absolutely love the animals for showing up in this way. And again, just remember that healing truly goes both ways. As you heal, your animal heals. As your animal heals, you heal. This is because of the shared connection and reflection that is mirrored between you. As the energy is healed and balanced, it automatically shifts within both fields. I love this because when I work with an owner and their animal, both are receiving healing energies and transforming. It's truly, truly amazing to see the empowerment, self-confidence, deeper sense of inner peace, and the understanding of the shared relationship for both the animal and owner come forth and be manifested and displayed in their life. This new way to look at your animal and the relationship you share with him or her is truly, truly life-changing. And you find yourself gaining deeper understanding and wisdom and messages from your animals, but from your soul as well. And know that this can take time, but it's totally worth it, and everything can be shifted, healed, and transformed. The journey with your animal is truly a partnership and beautiful relationship of the heart. So if you're looking for more support on understanding the deeper messages and meanings your animal's sharing with you, I offer private one-on-one intuitive sessions where we dive into the concerns, issues, your questions, while looking at the energies and emotions of what is going on behind those questions, those issues, and concern. And then we look at what each of your souls want to heal, what you guys are teaching each other, what amazing things you're bringing forth. These sessions are very powerful and really help in the healing and transformation of that connection, your heart energy. So are you ready to create a deeper understanding and relationship with your soul and your animal? Schedule now by clicking the book now button in the show notes or going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com. In the next issue, I will dive deeper into the mirrors and reflections that show up in health issues, how they show up to help us heal, and the deep relationship that exists between body and soul. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.